Welcome to the Third Generation Networking Podcast with your hosts, Debbie and Greg Peters. Welcome back, networkers, to another episode of the Third Generation Networking Podcast. I'm Greg Peters, the reluctant networker, and with me, as always, is my co-host, the networking guru, my retired business partner, my
darn
mom.
Right. Darn right.
Darn right. My mom, Debbie
Peters. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, and it's a gorgeous blue sky morning. I want to be out in my garden.
In your garden, I know. I'm sorry. We'll get this done so that we need to get your experience and wisdom. So
someone needs to come and weed my garden then.
Okay. Well,
hint.
Well, okay. On that note, how is the garden going?
Yeah, it's coming along.
Yeah.
I actually, I had to plant my corn 4 times this year.
Oh, you're kidding. The seeds keep rotting out or something?
I don't know what was happening. I wonder if I might have had some bad seed because it was total crop failure, like 3 times. And then I had Steve get me some more seed because I ran out of seed from a different location, spot. And that seed came up. So whether...
Yeah, you might
have
been.
The conditions were right or whatever. But, this was like June, probably June 15th. Pretty late for planting corn.
Planting corn, yeah. Was it knee high by the 4th of July?
No.
Oh, okay.
But it's up and it's tasseled out.
Okay,
and,
good.
I think that I'll probably be getting some corn from it.
Well, it's kind of funny because, our tomatoes are not looking good this year. We'll be lucky if we've got things ripening on the counter in October. So what we end up doing is we walk around our neighborhood area, and there's a guy who's apparently just a wizard as a gardener. He grows so much produce that he leaves it out in front of his house and just says, take it. He's got a whole, a vegetable garden full of basil and I think chard, I'm not sure, and huge, taller than me, cherry tomato plants.
Wow.
It just says, you pick, next to it. So, we always stop by there, and Elizabeth will grab a tomato, and I always grab a couple of those cherry tomatoes, just pop them in my mouth right there, because they're so good.
I know. My cherry tomatoes are finally, the one I planted in the straw bale, is finally coming along. I've gotten maybe... not a pint yet, for sure, but I have better hopes for it in the next couple weeks.
Okay.
But my tomatoes have been bad this year, too.
Wow. Well, I guess since this isn't called third generation gardening, we should probably actually networking talk.
All right.
So this actually came in from a good friend of ours who has been a contributor a couple times on this program. Her name is Michelle Pearson, and she is the president of the Michigan Medical Billers Association. And she was responding to a request I had that, what are some of the challenges you're facing with regards to networking? And she said that one of her biggest challenges is that she's just way too busy to try and network. She just put together a new event for MMBA that occurred earlier this month, and she had to take up time off work to be able to pull it all together. She had to contact multiple speakers, get their information, schedule everything. It was like a mini expo, but it was online. She said it was rewarding, but it was difficult. And so her idea is, how do you deal with that sort of counter requirements, or the counter what's the word I'm searching for?
I have no idea.
The obstacles, or the fact that you've got work time and you've got this volunteer time, because her position is a volunteer position, and it feels like that if you give to one, you're taking from the other. So how do we deal with this?
That is a great question, because I think it's a mentality issue, an attitude issue, whatever you want to call it, thinking that my volunteer work is entirely separate from my business life.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it may be if the volunteer work is, totally not related to what you do for business. But it sounds like to me that what she's doing in her volunteer work, in this instance at least, is very related to what she does for business.
Yes.
So, I first of all, we have to think, how can I weave that together? Because if you're doing something for your profession, then it's going to affect in some way your business. And I'm thinking about, I mean, all the speakers that she may be in contact with to get them to speak. Wouldn't it be great if she could schedule time to meet with them either before or after the event to learn from them? I mean, it would probably be better because she could listen to their presentation and then say, I want to meet with this person. And gosh, if it was online, she probably has a chat room that she can reach out via the chat room and say, hey, let's get together. So first of all, I mean, think of all the information that she could get for her own business as a result of talking with these renowned people that she's bringing in.
Sure.
And they know her, they don't know the other people. So she has like a step up in getting to them and getting them to say yes. And most people will say yes when you say, I want to pick your brain. I want to, that was really interesting what you said. I want to learn more about it. Almost everyone will say yes to that.
Certainly. I know that you and I both accepted leadership positions that are volunteer positions. I was on the board for the Michigan National Speakers Association, and I know that one of the best, most awesome things that you could do was pick up the speaker from the airport. I made connections with some truly amazing speakers. I mean, one of them, his name was Ford Sakes, and I know for a fact that when he's charging for his coaching services for helping to build your speaking business, he charges thousands of dollars an hour. Well, he happened to have a challenge that evening because we took him out to dinner as the board, but his cell phone was acting up, his iPhone was acting up, and he was just about to leave on like a 2 week speaking tour, so could not be dealing with technology that wasn't working. And so he says, "Is there an Apple store around?" And I said, "Yeah, sure, there's over the mall. I can take you over." And so I took him over, and he bought a new phone. It was going to take like an hour and a half, to move all of his stuff from one to the other, and he didn't want to leave till it was all done. So we sat down for an hour and a half and got to, he said, let's sit down. He pulls up one of the computers at the desk. He says, "Let's take a look at your website. Let's take a look at your social media." He literally gave me like an hour and a half of his time
Wow.
to, and I still occasionally reach out to him and say, "Hey, this is what I'm working on now. And I take a look." And he's a remarkably supportive person in that.
Yeah, so using that, will bring you opportunities for coaching, information, whatever you want to call it, that you probably wouldn't have had, and certainly it will affect your business in a positive way. But I also think about, and maybe Michelle was doing this alone, and maybe there's a reason, but wouldn't it be great if she had had some of the other volunteers, on this committee, that she could develop a stronger relationship with them, and maybe if they're in the same area, they can help each other. They can maybe, obviously they're competition, but we know that competitors refer business back and forth to each other when maybe their load is too much, they can't get to their business right now because they've got too much going on. They can refer to someone that they feel comfortable with. So you're building a network that will help you when you really need that network, not when it's, I think, what is it called? Dig the hole before you want to plant or whatever. I don't know what
Something
that
like
saying
that.
is, Greg.
I dig the well before you get thirsty, I think.
Oh, is that it? Just call me Edith Bunker. Isn't she the one that always got those things mixed up? And for all of you who don't know Edith Bunker, that was Archie Bunker's wife on
All in the family.
All in the Family, a TV show that was very out there way back when.
Way back when. Now it'd probably be considered rather blasé, but
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think, well, especially in her position, because most of the medical billers actually worked for a doctor. They weren't solopreneurs or anything where they were working
Okay.
for clients. So
Yeah.
in many ways, being able to connect with other people in that industry could be a tremendous benefit to her because best practices, access to
New
vendors,
resources.
resources,
Yeah.
yeah.
So I and actually I ran into this when I spoke at the National Exchange Club National Conference. That's so hard to say.
Ha ha ha.
one of the sessions that I led was and had a very good title that someone else had created, because of course I'm not good at titles. But basically it was, is your club friendly and welcoming, was the concept. And so we, chatted about that concept, and it was very interactive. And one of the young gentlemen, who's I would say is in his, mid 30s, he raised his hand. He said, "Okay, here's my challenge. I have a friend who's my age who wants to join our exchange club, and his boss won't let him out at lunch for a lunchtime meeting, because it'd probably be, like an hour and a half rather than an hour." And so he said that was the challenge that he was facing, was that bosses are having the mindset of, "No, I can't let you go and not do work," was the and so he was asking how he could change that boss's mind, or what were some of the things he might be able to do. And so again, everyone seems to, not everyone, many people seem to have a concept that there's work and there's volunteer work, and not understand how they support each other.
But that being said, I guess when you are looking for volunteer opportunities that you're doing for the purposes of increasing your business or network, you do have to be selective and make sure that those are going to be productive. You need to be able to actually say, okay, this is the reason I'm doing this. I mean, of course, you need to support the mission of the organization, but also that selection has to be because, and you have to be able to, I mean, justify it. Pretend like you do have a boss saying, why are you going to this particular place?
Well, and I started out by saying, I think I did at least, what was Michelle's goal as a result of volunteering to help this, put on this event? And so if we don't know what our goal is, then I think we tend to have that feeling of, "Oh, this took so much time. I didn't, all that stuff." When if we had a goal like, "Okay, I'm gonna bring in six speakers, and of those six speakers, I know two that I really want to sit down with and have a Zoom meeting or, an in-person meeting so that I can learn this about them." So having that goal then makes it a business. I have a goal, and I can achieve that goal.
Okay, so let me see if I can quickly summarize what we kind of came up with here. So one, adjust your mentality, understand that they are not separate, that your work and your volunteer work can support each other. Look for opportunities to connect within that volunteer opportunity, whether it be with speakers or sponsors or your fellow organizers, whoever's on your committee. And then I think I had one more point and I forgot what it was.
Well, and while you're thinking of that other point, I can add another one that I forgot to say. And this is, as you mentioned, I'm the president of the Maumee Chamber Board this year. And so my goal, January, when, I started, was I want to meet with as many of the new members as I possibly can during the year. And so at every lunch meeting, we introduce our new members. So it's pretty easy for me to say, "Okay, here's the five," and I have a list of them. So I can reach out to them and say, "I'm the president of the board. I would love to sit down and chat with you and see how we can really help your business." But it gives me the opportunity to make those connections. So look at how you can, what do we want to call it when we use something to our advantage, not manipulate, but
Well, you're basically you can disarm the other person a little bit. As, if I'm coming to you as a representative of the National Speakers Association, it's different than me coming to you as a representative of my company.
yeah, you're getting the credibility that
The organization lends you credibility.
yeah.
So
So, I don't know how that fits in, but I just thought I'd mention that.
I think those are all good. I think we should stop there before I wander off into some other garden patch. Unless there's anything else you can think of.
Don't think so.
All right. Well, thank you all for tuning into our program today. If you enjoyed it, please do comment on our Facebook pages. The information is in the episode notes. We'd love to hear about your experience with how you blend your volunteer work with your employment work and how you've been, what sort of benefits you have seen from that. And of course, if you'd like to hear more, please do subscribe because we come back every single week and we would hate to miss you. And until next time. go out and make some great connections. Take care, Mom.
All right, Greg. We'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Third Generation Networking Podcast with your hosts, Greg and Debbie Peters. If you'd like to learn more about our new virtual training programs, go to connextnation.com.